Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Philip Verges, CEO of New Market Technology. The company trades on the pink sheets, and the ticker symbol is NWMT. And New Market Technology provides systems integration, technology infrastructure services, and emerging technology worldwide. Thanks for joining us today, Philip.
Thank you for having me, Juan. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great. Anytime. Now, start off by talking about the recent letter of intent to provide outsourcing services to, I think you pronounce it, AUN Electronic?
Correct.
And what that means for the company as a possible milestone recognition.
Sure. As Newmarket has grown our systems integration businesses, the majority of our revenue has been relatively short-term contracts, usually less than a year. I'm fond of saying that we have long-term customer relationships, but repeated short-term contracts with those customers. If you looked at our general ledger, you'd see the same customers for years and years, but repeated short contracts. So what we've tried to do in order to help mature the company is to start winning longer-term contracts. And earlier this year, we introduced our outsourcing services, trying to win, on average, three-year contracts. And it's gone very well this year. And the letter of intent with the Dalian Corporation is our latest opportunity to win a major contract, given that our overall revenue is approximately $100 million annually. A $30-plus million contract we consider significant, even if it is a contract over 3 years. We've signed about $70 million in outsourcing contracts so far this year, and we're shooting for $100 million before the end of the year. And this contract that we get signed here in the next few weeks should push us to that $100 million mark.
Great. And so you also recently put out a white paper on African investment, and you also signed an earlier contract for earlier in the month for telecommunications, which was about $2.5 million.
Correct. The Newmarket's services, if we were to compare ourselves to companies that folks are familiar with, we're very similar to electronic data systems, PRO systems, affiliated computer systems. We are a reseller and integrator and service provider for major brand name technologies, such as those from Microsoft, Cisco, and Oracle. The way we think we differentiate from some of those household names is that we're concentrating on the world's emerging markets. So over 70% of our revenue today comes from locales such as Brazil and Chile and Colombia and Venezuela and various places in Southeast Asia and in China. And even in China, most of our revenue comes from outside of the major cities of Beijing and Shanghai and places like Hangzhou and Ningbo. So the letter of intent in Africa is our first step forward in expanding onto the African continent. We're expanding into Kenya first in East Africa. It's a stable region, and it's a good target for us because they have just landed their first ever terrestrial communication line. They've been all satellite communications, and last June, the first of three planned submarine cables went online. Country is already laid with fiber optic, and only about 10% of the population of East Africa, which is about 100 million all total, has internet access today. So there's going to be a tremendous amount of growth in the region, and that's why we're focused in emerging markets, is because of opportunities that Africa is a great example for.
Right, so they all have, they increase their, I guess the layman's term is landlines, right?
That's correct. We point to the technology leapfrog opportunity. When you're selling systems integration services, even if it's an emerging service in North America or Europe, you frequently have to displace an existing technology solution. But when you go into an emerging market and you're selling something as basic as telephone service or internet access, you're frequently not replacing anything. You're giving first access. So sales are that much easier and can grow that much faster.
Certainly. And so who are some of your main competitors, and what are some of the other factors that differentiates you from some of the other players in your sector?
Most of our competitors are usually by region. So if you go into Brazil, we'll have not a global systems integrator like ourselves that we're competing with, but we'll have a regional competitor that we compete with just in Brazil. And similarly in every other region that we go into. Not too many of the large companies like Electronic Data Systems and Perot are concentrating the way we are in emerging markets, and that's usually because of a Wall Street bias for staying outside of political risk regions. And we've just gotten very comfortable that most of the quote-unquote political risk is usually more hyped by the news media and doesn't really impact our business. North Latin America, Colombia and Venezuela, for instance, are two of our highly profitable regions right now, despite all of the tumultuous news that we hear. Business is going very well for us, being a Microsoft systems integrator in the region.
Right, so you have a pretty good relationship with, I guess, the government and also the, some of the citizens there and some of the different...
Yeah, the government is one of our customers in most of the regions where we operate. And the, you know, in all regions, the government, whether they are a democratically recognized government in China, a communist government, or somewhere in between as a socialist government, all of them want their local economies to do well. And being in the technology systems integration business, technology is always a core to every business. So the technology business is always good when an economy is doing well.
Right. So technology has no sides, right?
That's correct. We have no sides.
Well, great. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Philip, as well as that of some of the key management team at New Market Technology.
Sure. My background, I graduated from college from the United States Military Academy at West Point. I was in the service during the first Persian Gulf War era. And when I came out, not really sure what I wanted to be when I grew up, and not necessarily having a plan, I had the good fortune of being hired into the technology development program that Electronic Data Systems had. So I grew up in the systems integration business outside of the military. And then, during the dot-com era, I got to go to work for one of the popular e-business systems integrators at the time. So got to work on the startup side. And then in 1997, founded what is today New Market with my family. And we all still work together. We all still talk to each other, and we're all still involved in the business and the largest shareholders of New Market today. As we've matured, we've been able to bring in some additional talent, which has been instrumental. Our chief financial officer is a Wharton Business School graduate. We actually came across him in one of our acquisition opportunities along the way. And he has been a dynamite addition to the company, helping the company mature financial performance-wise. Since he's been on board over the last few years, the company's overall margins have improved dramatically just from having the financial wherewithal and experience in order to point us in the right direction. We've got some great inherent technology skills in-house. My brother worked at Texas Instruments, and my sister worked as a developer at Ernst & Young before coming on board. But none of us have a great deal of financial management experience in our background except what we've gained here working at Newmarket. So Phil Rausch's addition has been tremendous. And then Bruce Noller, our chief operating officer, has a long history at McKinsey and then managing a number of other businesses, smaller businesses, in a senior management position himself. And he's really been leading the way in getting our outsourcing business off the ground and has done a dynamite job this year. A super addition as we've grown that has helped us maturity-wise tremendously has been the expansion of our board of directors. And two key outside board members that we've been able to bring on board are Jim Mandel, who is the chief executive officer of Multiband, a NASDAQ-listed company, and then General Hugh Robinson, who is a former regional Federal Reserve chief out of Dallas, as well as obviously being a retired major general and a former member of President Johnson's staff. So their guidance has helped tremendously in the company's maturity as we've started to reach that $100 million barrier and are starting to look ahead now to growing to $500 million. And, you know, that really breaking through being a small early stage company to being a mature, sustainable, high growth company.
Definitely, and it sounds like a well-rounded team. So in terms of some of the milestones, what are some of the goals and objectives that the management team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, clearly operationally, driven largely by our outsourcing program, we're looking to build on top of the margin improvement that we've been enjoying over the last couple of years to growing a larger percentage of our overall revenue that comes from recurring contracts. So that's our milestone objective that we're driving towards operationally. As a over-the-counter company, we're looking at overcoming the challenges of those dynamics that are associated with the over-the-counter market. It's a challenge to graduate from an over-the-counter listing to a national exchange listing, and we've taken a couple of shots at it in the past and run into various challenges. And over the last year, particularly in light of the global economic challenges, we've backed up and gone back to the drawing board and have recently recapitalized the company. And we have restructured and eliminated the majority of the debt in company, for an equity position. So the company is largely restructured, and we are driving towards overcoming the graduation issues and achieving the benefits of a national exchange listing for the long-term shareholders of Newmarket.
Sure. So do you believe, Philip, that your company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
I absolutely do not believe that it's understood by the financial community. I think there's two aspects of the financial community that you have to think about separately when you try and understand the breakdown in communication. One is the institutional investors, and then the second is the retail investors. And retail investors in the over-the-counter market are primarily looking for those substantial returns that can be had when a company trades in the pennies, and a relatively small investment can have a dynamic return if it goes to nickels, dimes, or quarters, or even higher. So there, you've got that part of the community, and then you've got the institutional investors who are looking on more conventional terms for promising investments, and there's a subsection of that institutional investment that concentrates on over-the-counter market and really the return on investments that can be had out of the liquidity dynamics of the over-the-counter market versus the long-term share price appreciation. And we've got to break into that more mainstream part of the institutional market that can recognize how dramatically undervalued New Market is when it comes to our operational and performance and our balance sheet with 30 million shareholder equity, but a market cap well under $10 million based on not yet having that appreciation.
So what do you wish investors better understood about your company, which would result in a higher valuation of the stock? Or what do you believe that they're missing about your story?
Well, I think that there's many steps there. And I think one of the first steps that we have to overcome is that the company is traded on the over-the-counter pink sheets. But while we're traded on the over-the-counter pink sheets, we're still a fully reporting, audited company reporting with the SEC, just as we would be if we were on the over-the-counter bulletin board. And we anticipate moving to the over-the-counter bulletin board and then moving beyond that. So, but we've got to take this each one step at a time. And I think that sometimes when you're traded on the over-the-counter pink sheets, there's an assumption that you're a non-reporting company. And I don't think we've even broken through that first step yet. So we've got to get there. And then we've got to get that institutional attention to be recognized for the balance sheet and operational performance that the company has achieved and realizing an alignment of that fundamental financial value with our overall market capitalization.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Philip Verges, CEO of New Market Technology, which can be purchased over the counter. Ticker symbol is NWMT. Is currently trading at 27 cents a share. And so before we conclude, Philip, just to kind of rehash everything, what do you think are some of the key reasons why investors should consider NWMT as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think that the key aspect of it being a long-term opportunity is that the company was founded in 1997 and has had the same management team since 1997, and that is the founder management team and the largest shareholders in the company. So obviously for a company to survive that long through some of the startup challenges and to reach the $100 million mark during that period and still have the same management committed, I think bodes well for the long-term sustainability of the company. And then beyond that, the fact that on a fundamental financial basis, the company is so undervalued today, and if you can make the connection between the long-term commitment and the viability for ongoing commitment and success and connecting that undervaluation today with what that potential is and the ability to achieve the potential, that New Market is a great story and a great opportunity for investors.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress as well as report on some of your upcoming projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Thank you for the opportunity. We're very gracious for the opportunity to meet with Wall Street and get our message out. We do need to get our message out.
Certainly, anytime.